Christina, C-H, no, Chris, yeah. Christina, Christina, Souza, Souza. Date of birth is 5/26/1961. Today, date of visit was 10/12/2023. This is a 62-year-old woman, resides in a group home with history of seizure disorder, history of depression, anxiety, schizoid behavior or disorder, hypertension, dementia, muscle spasm, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease. Period. Patient does smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. As I mentioned, she lives in a group home at this time. She used to work different jobs, cleaning jobs and domestic jobs. She's divorced, has three children, allergies, sulfa drugs, and Wellbutrin. COVID immunizations up to date, surgery, no recent surgery, family history, mom and dad died of old age. Medications she lists. Surgery, has had knee surgery in the past. Patient has been losing review of system, losing weight, not eating, very weak, tired, sleeping a lot, has had increased agitation and using a walker to get around. She also requires help with ADL at the facility. Period. On exam, her blood pressure is 130/88, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, febrile, heart positive, small positive, still lungs, steel bronchi, abdomen soft. No extremity shows pedal edema, mild, neurological, non-focal. Assessment, number one, dementia required with behavioral issues. Number two, requiring Seroquel and Trazodone to help her sleep. Next one is schizoid affective disorder. Next one, oh, really? Next one is agitation. Next one is tardive dyskinesia on Cogentin. Next number is muscle spasm. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is seizure disorder. Next number, overall prognosis remains grave with worsening conditions regarding weight loss, not eating, weakness, tiredness, and sleeping a lot, and having increased behavioral issues. Thank you.